from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kenneth Carman, the mayor of Cleveland, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. What's up, Kenny Baseball? Big Mariners game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the Mariners game tonight. What's happening?
Look at you. Going to say hi to Julio Rodriguez and Safeco. Going to watch nice little do you know who's pitching in tonight's matchup?
I got to find out who's managing the Mariners. They just fired Scott Service.
So they fired Scott Service. Did you hear that story?
You finally got that right, Ken, huh?
Oh, that's right. That was the name you couldn't say.
I said it messed up on purpose because
no,
Lima
you didn't.
Could
I don't
not
think
say
so,
it.
Ken. No, you didn't.
Because Lima couldn't say it.
What a great cover that is. There's no chance that's true.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jam you up, Ken.
He was a Major League Baseball player in the 90s. You think I don't know who Scott Service is? Come on. Come
I mean, you told me you watched a million Cubs games growing up, and he was the catcher for the Cubs, number 9. On your scorecards, he's great.
Well, I'm over here getting my stones busted over here. When I told you the truth, I told you the
no,
truth.
No, we should let we're done.
No,
jamming
we believe
up.
You.
It's all good.
Yeah, we believe you. Okay. Nobody else believes you, but we believe you. Did you see? He found out he
but
got
my Tommy gun. Don't
he got fired? He found out through the news scroll on like the TV, and that's how he found out he got fired.
That's how I found out he got fired. So I guess we got something in common.
It's ridiculous. Are you gonna try the fried crickets? That's what they sell at Safeco.
What the hell, right? When in Rome.
If you put it out on Twitter.
Castillo's pitching tonight.
People are going to love it. You eating, do it like you do a Get-Go ad, okay? Put the crick in your mouth, make a shot at Pony, call it a day. It's good times.
Can I tell you guys a story real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Let's know.
So we're out here, and we went to this place called STK last night. Zagura took me there, and obviously, I mean,
STK
he likes
the
finer
is
the
best. I've told you guys about STK. They have them in all the big cities.
Yeah, I didn't.
To a
I
chain?
Didn't.
It's
I didn't
not
know about
a chain. It, well, it is.
You
a chain.
You just said all the big cities.
Okay, there's like 5 of them in America, and it,
yeah.
Ken,
a
you,
chain.
You would agree with this? It's like a nightclub, but you have
real
the best food
Seattle
ever.
Flavor. It's in every city in America.
It's not in every city.
It was good. It's not. There's like 3 of them.
Got to get that New York slice.
Vegas, Sbarro. Chicago, New York, Phoenix, you know, Seattle, Miami, Nashville.
You guys got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Sorry.
So we get there. And we sit down. It's like me and Zagura. It's all there was. So some other people came, but I can't tell you who. Until tomorrow on 92.3 The Fan, your flagship home of Cleveland Browns football. So anyway, we sit down, and they're like, hey, you guys are from Cleveland? They're like, yeah. And they go, I hope you win. And we go, why? And they go, DK Metcalf came in here earlier this week. And we're like, all right. We comped his meal. He didn't even tip. DK Metcalf, not just a bad tipper, a no tipper, did not tip a comped meal. Dustin, I'm sure I've never had experiences like this. They had Wagyu. They had an entree that was $149.
Wagyu.
And the guy didn't tip.
You have to. I tip if I get a discount or you got a coupon back in the day at Ponderosa, you tip.
Well, you know, the rumor back in the day, everyone used to call him No Tippin' Pippin. Scottie Pippin would never leave a tip. you get nicknames this way, Ken. This is how this happens.
Yeah. So I'm spreading that rumor today and tomorrow.
Or did they do it just so they knew you would tip and try to make up for DK Metcalf? Is that what happened there?
I don't know. I didn't pay. Nathan paid.
Okay. That could be the story they tell every out-of-towner. It's like, oh, that poor thing. They didn't. DK Metcalf worth millions of dollars didn't tip us. We'll make it up to him. We'll make it up. Hey, how was the flight? I thought about you the other day because you said you were scared about the flight. I almost texted you to let you know that it takes 7 straight human errors in order to have an accident on a plane. You are in so much more danger driving to the airport than you ever will be on the plane.
It was fine. It was an interesting experience because I've never been on an NFL flight, so that was fun. But I ended up having a window seat.
There's too much food. You'll put on like 10 pounds on the way out there.
So usually I'm terrified. I open up the window and I look down and I saw South Dakota. I looked at South Dakota. Beautiful. I looked at Idaho, Montana. Montana's beautiful from the sky. So, yeah, it was a good time.
What'd you watch?
I watched The Big Lebowski.
Or did you just raw dog it?
No, God, no. I don't even. Lima said that on the air. I thought we were going to have to dump him the other day.
Raw dog means something different than what people think. You get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Anywho, I watched Big Lebowski.
Wade raw dogged it on the tennis court today.
Stop saying it. You're just celebrating it now.
It's what we say about these certain things in life.
And you can always tell people what it is if they're confused.
Yeah, you raw dog on the tennis court. You come out with a racket, no bag, just like you're just raw dogging it.
Well, on an airplane, it's like you're not. There's no electronics,
no technology,
no headphones, no phone, no water. I think even it's part of it.
Nothing. No
food.
You
just stare straight ahead like you're a mannequin.
Flight tracker.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Have you watched the McNair documentary yet?
No, not yet.
It's worth it.
It's sad. I will.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought they've somehow found a way to make it more about the Titans and then them existing and them moving and everything instead of the actual murder that took place.
I feel like there's a lot of details about the murder.
There should be a lot of details about the murder. It was a pretty famous murder.
I kind of wanted more details, if I'm being honest. Jeff Fisher was great in it, though.
He was actually very, very awesome.
Yeah, from a football perspective, I think you'll just like it through the history of everything.
I know a couple buddies of mine that played for Jeff Fisher in Tennessee. Donnie Nicky's one of them, and they love Jeff Fisher. Like, total players coach.
Yeah, it's always unfair that he got, like, the 7-9, 8-8 thing attached to him.
Yeah.
He was, you know, a lot of people go after him. But if you think about the longevity that he had, that's actually pretty successful when you consider how quickly coaches get fired anymore. So,
and he survived through the move, too.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, let me ask you, we're going to get to the Browns and all your sideline duties and everything in just a second, though. But, like, I really wanted to hear you in Lima this morning on the Gardos. I was a little upset that, obviously, you had to be away. You had to do your thing. Hey, were you happy you didn't have to talk Gardos this morning? Or what was your reaction to last night and everything went down?
Because I landed and then I saw they lost and so I was upset. Tried as quickly as I could to get over it. I've been reacting to these games basically game by game, almost like they're Browns games. And I think that almost the people who have done that, such as myself, have created a monster because now we're getting very nasty calls and tweets every time they lose. Because I think a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. I want them to be rewarded and get to the postseason. It's a young team. A lot of people didn't think very much of them, so I want them to get rewarded and get to the postseason. But I think a lot of people just think that eventually they're going to fall out and they're maybe going to hold on to a wild card, maybe, and I think they're just trying to hold on to their feelings as best they can and not get hurt.
Yeah, I think the shoe dropped yesterday. I think that was...
You think the shoe dropped yesterday?
Yeah, I think on Monday you guys said it was the best win of the season, and then by the time we got to Thursday, I think that was the worst. That was the worst the entire fan base has felt all year long.
It was a very ugly atmosphere on social media when we landed.
What a roller coaster we have gone on with that team. I mean, I like that you're watching every single game. That's been an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah. But you have to. You got a new manager. You have to watch every single game. Francona, I hate to admit it, but I'll admit it to everybody. I took it for granted. Hmm. If I was busy or something, like on a late like Sunday, like a lot of things to do, I'm like, I'll listen to it a little bit. I'll watch it a little bit, but I can't really pay. Now you're locked in. I've been locked in all year.
You knew he was driving the ship. You knew everything was fine. You knew at the end of the day you had someone in control and someone that could take care of it. And right now with Vogt, we got to – I think he's a good manager, but this is a learning curve for him. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, it is.
Ken, I'm trying to figure out why preseason has not been kind of like interesting for a Browns perspective or maybe even spectacular in any sense of the way. I think it's because we like preseason because preseason breeds optimism. And everywhere we've looked with this Browns team in the past month, there's been no optimism. Every report we have has been Deshaun either not going through an entire practice or the offense only throwing screen passes. And we haven't been able to live like 31 teams supposed to, like, this is the good times of the season.
Yep. Everybody, I don't know. Have you guys watched any of the other preseason games from around the NFL?
Yeah, I watched the Steelers Bills last weekend. I watched all that one. I'm in on the Fields Wilson back and forth. I'm in on that.
Have you noticed the crowds in the other cities? Ours are pretty light in comparison.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, there's still the first two games we had, and the only two games we had, pretty light houses. And then I watched a little bit of Kansas City last night, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of people at this preseason game. Now, I know that the Packers had, like, a charity drive for, like, $10 a head, so that was, like, a special circumstance there. But I'm like, man, we're really light. And I think it's just the anticipation of the season becomes, what are you going to do for me now? It's been year three. We've gone through the Watson stuff enough. What are you really going to do for me this time? And I think a lot of people are waiting to the regular season to make their mind up.
How many people are only going to watch this game if Deshaun is playing?
How many aren't going to watch the game or are going to watch?
How many people will? That decision will decide whether or not they watch that game.
I would say a good 40%.
That's a lot.
40%? That is a lot. If he does, or what was the question? Sorry.
It's based on how many people will only watch the game if Deshaun is playing.
I think it's 70%.
70%?
Oh, God, that's a lot.
Let me make it clear.
10 p.m. Eastern. 60%. 10 p.m. Eastern, so that's late. That is late.
It's a late game.
Saturday night.
Dude, who's going to be
nice weather out there, too, by the way?
Unless you're like, I don't know, man. Who's going to be sitting at home and be like, man, got to watch this exhibition?
I would be, but I'm a special circumstance.
You work for the team.
I know. So I can't sit there and say that I'm a normal person.
We do this every day for a living. It's like we have to watch these games. But I'm going to be DVRing it. I'm going to be on the road. And I'll watch back the first quarter when I have a moment before Monday.
I mean, you're going to have to. Other than that.
I guess I don't have to if Deshaun doesn't play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he gosh. Boy, that's a hell of a thing. If he doesn't play tomorrow, is there people just going to be like, hey, you know what, guys? You don't have to watch it. I don't think they're going to let us get away with that.
Just throw it on the radio and listen to Ken Carmen.
We got to listen to Jim Gerard, and then I pop in every now and then.
What do you think about doing sidelines? You like it?
It's a blast. It is fun.
When I did it for those few games back in 18, it was. It's really hard to get your thoughts in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Well, they go so quick now. Like, they're barely huddling, and it's just like, man, I got to get in, got to get out. And then a couple of times on the sidelines when they, like, turn the corner, and I'm just like, man, this guy's huge, and if they run into me, this is going to be a big problem. Like, I got to get out of the way. Like, some of that's fun. The speed is totally different when you're down there. It's not like it's a totally different game, but just the speed, you got to get used to that because they're moving so fast in comparison to when you're watching on TV or up in the stands.
Let me go back to Deshaun for a second. Do you have a vibe? Do you have a – what's your vibe on if he will or won't play?
I think he will. I think he's going to get playing time. I think he's going to play tomorrow.
Even if you've got like an offensive line and Fetty plays at left tackle?
Yeah. By the way, we're getting desperate. Right before you guys called me, somebody was advocating. Somebody I trust and I like as a scout, and I forget his name, and I wish I could tell you because I'm drawing a blank right now. But he said the Browns need to go get Jackson Carmen from the Cincinnati Bengals. One, we've never traded with the Bengals. Two, don't go out and get Jackson Carmen. I don't care if we share the same last name, and I do believe we're actually related in some way. I think he's a second cousin. Do not go out and get him. That is not going to solve our problems. Don't do it. No. Don't advocate for it. Don't make it happen. No. No. Go ahead.
Why are you so against Jackson Carmen?
Because he ain't good at the position, and we're going to have to give up a draft pick for him, and he ain't going to fix anything. I'd rather just wait on Jed Wills to get back or try to Jack Conklin for him to staple himself together and try that, or I'd rather have Jermaine Effetti because at least I wouldn't have to give anything up. This guy is not good. Not good.
Ken, why won't you return my phone calls?
Oh.
I've been busy. Every time you call, I've been busy.
That's BS. That's BS, dude.
I've been busy?
That's total. Dude, I've called you five times.
I've been busy?
Justin, have I or have I not sent you a picture of what I was doing basically every single time?
Yeah, you can't make 5 minutes in the last week.
It takes just as long to answer the call as it does to take a photo and send it to him.
Guys, we're taking football pictures, and I know I keep like I'm not.
No, I'm saying like the next day.
Oh, I'm busy every day.
Okay,
That's.
All right, don't expect any more phone calls.
That's a lame excuse, Ken.
I don't want to hear that.
That's a lame excuse, buddy.
Dude, you don't
got 5 minutes.
It's such an excuse. That's ridiculous.
Work with the guy for 13 years. You don't got 5 minutes.
Not even five. How about two?
It's like, hey, I don't got your call. I'm on the toilet right now, but I got your call.
Do I really want to call you back? And then, I mean, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but you want me to run you off the phone in 2 minutes or 5 minutes? No, I want to have time to have a conversation.
Here, Dustin, if you want to get a hold of him, call him from my phone.
Good point.
Man, that's lot of levels of rude right there, guys. That is a lot of levels of rude. Yeah, anyone in this room calls me, I'm answering. Just want to make that clear. And maybe not right away, but I'll get to you. I'll get back to you. It's not that hard.
I apologize.
Enjoy the fried bugs and the baseball game tonight and the homage to Ken Griffey Jr. that I'm sure you're going to see. All the Griffey stuff has got to be great. I would love the Griffey stuff.
I'll take a look at it. You guys are getting me out just in time. People at this bar are starting to look at me funny because I'm being all live with you guys. So.
They just think you're returning a phone call for the first time in a while. All right. Thank you, Ken.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too.
That is Ken Carmen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.